stand. Please stand. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace, happiness, unity and justice may be established amongst us all. Amen. Please be seated. Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to elders past and present and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I welcome all the members of the public that are here this evening to this council meeting. And in particular, I'd like to welcome the Manningham YMCA, the Young Leaders Group, who have come along tonight to absorb the proceedings. What a night to observe. I also like to recognise any previous mayors or councillors that may be in the gallery this evening. Manningham City Council also would like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are conducted by a meetings procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and a seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join in the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments to and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions this evening. Verbal questions. Time allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, and these can be about any issues, including items on tonight's agenda. Item number two, apologies and request of leave for absence.
Madam Mayor, there are no apologies for the meeting.
Item number three, prior notifications of conflict of interest.
Madam Mayor, there are no notifications of any conflict of interest.
Item number four, confirmation of minutes. Do I have a mover? Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Madam Mayor, I move the minutes of the ordinary meeting of... The minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 21st February 2017, the confidential meeting of the council held on the 21st of February 2017, and the special meeting of the council held on the 21st of February 2017 be confirmed.
Do I have a seconder? Any against? Councillor Conlon is a seconder, yes. All those in favour? Opposed? Moved. Carried. Thank you. Item number five, verbal questions from the public.
There are no verbal questions, Madam Mayor.
Item number six, presentations.
There are no presentations.
Item number seven, petitions. 7.1, petition. Dangerous tree, 28 to 30 Mitcham Road, Donvale, Mullum Mullum Ward. Do I have a mover?
I'd like to move that.
Councillor Conlon.
I'd like to move that the petition letter signed by nine residents from a unit development at 28 to 30 Mitcham Road, Donvale, raising concern about the potential of branches dropping from a large tree and damage that the tree may be causing to the boundary fence, be received and referred through to the appropriate officer for consideration.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galbley. Anything to add, Councillor Conlon?
Nothing to add.
Anything to add, Councillor Galbley?
No, nothing to add. Thank you.
Anyone against? Put it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. 7.2. Petition. Local Warrandyte businesses protest of special rate scheme Mullum Mullum Ward. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galbley.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I would like to move that the petition signed on behalf of 32... of the signatories on behalf of businesses in Warrandyte opposing the application of the Warrandyte Activities Centre special rates and charges for the consecutive years from 2017 to 2021 be received and referred through to the appropriate officers for consideration.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Conlon. Councillor Galbally?
Yes, if you don't mind, I'd like to, Madam Mayor, read what was heading this petition. I received this in the mail, and it states, re-notice of declaration, Warrandyte Activity Centre Special Rates Scheme for consecutive years 2017 to 2021. This petition has been signed by local businesses in Warrandyte that are adamantly opposed to the application of this proposed second round levy as calculated upon each business by this council. This petition is in addition to the acknowledged written submissions from various businesses raising their objections to this new levy. Please accept this petition from the list of signatories. So with that, I would like to table these signatures. Thank you.
Anything further to add, Councillor Conlon? Okay, any opposed? Put it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 8, admission of urgent business.
Madam Mayor, there are no items of urgent business.
Item number 9, planning permit applications 9.1, planning application PL16/026408. At 195 to 197 Manningham Road, Templestowe Lower, for the construction of a part three-storey and part four-storey apartment building containing 27 dwellings over one basement level of car parking, the creation of access to a road in a road zone category 1, and a reduction in the provision of on-site car parking 1 visitor space. Do I have a mover?
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gough.
Madam Mayor, I wish to move the alternate motion, which is out here, which is the officer's alternate motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Councillor Gough.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, and I rise to actually talk about this particular motion and move it. Last week there was a submitters meeting, and a number of people did come along to that meeting and talked about this particular project that was going up. And the people did have a number of concerns. They range from the density of the development and the height, but special issues were car parking, car movements, setbacks and overlooking issues that were raised primarily at this particular meeting. The actual zone, councillors, is in our main road zone, and it is also in a DDO81 area, and it is also an area that is in our residential growth zone. So this is the area where I suppose our planning scheme or the state government has asked our planning scheme to actually have an ability to build at much higher density than would otherwise be available. And in fact, it's a much higher density than anything in behind would actually be able to attain. A lot of discussion was on, I suppose, the difference between mandatory heights and ones that are up to a little bit of judgment where there can be leeway of a couple of metres in particular developments for this particular site. A number of the issues were from people that lived in Rosebank Terrace, and indeed after this and later on tonight, I'm going to actually propose or ask a question where we can actually do a little bit of work into researching car parking and traffic movements in the other areas, because indeed these developments on a main road will have an impact into surrounding streets, an impact of cars being parked there and the traffic movements and things like that. At the meeting we did talk about a number of things, and there are a lot of screening, and this new motion has got with apartments 206 a 1.7 metre screen on the northwestern side of the balcony, and also the development is moving back about a metre, it's moved back anyway from the side properties, and that's been put into this particular motion here. So there's been a bit of a reduction in the size of the balcony, where the balconies go to in some of those developments. Overall, it does fit within our policies, and it is where we have asked developments like this to be made on our main roads. And indeed, we are, I suppose, fairly lucky in that in many ways, Rosebank Terrace would be, where Vic Roads don't allow often developments that do border on another street to have entry and exit from Manningham Road. They haven't allowed an entry from Manningham Road. That entry to this property must be from Rosebank Terrace. However, they do have an exit onto Manningham Road, so cars going into that development will be coming out and coming straight onto Manningham Road, which is quite a good concession, I suppose, and in many ways it alleviates not all, but some of the difficulties of Rosebank Terrace. I'd like to discuss that particular issue at a later date because it does. There are some issues with regard to this, but overall it does fit within our planning and it does fit within our policies, and it is in the area that we have designated. And remember, councillors, that we've designated these areas for development for 95 or 93% of the remaining area to be not able to have anything like this. And in fact, probably 100 to 300 square metres would be the maximum in any of the other areas that we've got. So, councillors, I urge to support this motion.
Thank you. Anything further, Councillor Piccinini?
Nothing further, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Any opposed? Put it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Okay, 9.2. Planning application PL16-026260 at 799-801 Doncaster Road and 1 Luma Street, Doncaster, for the construction of a three-storey apartment building containing 37 dwellings over two levels of basement car parking and the alteration of access to a road in a road zone 1 category. Or category 1, removal of two crossovers in Doncaster Road. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
Move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder?
I'm prepared to second it.
Councillor Zephyropoulos. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, this first came to Task Force back in 2015, and it has been through very rigorous testing, and it came with four stories, and we've been very fortunate enough that the applicant has not wanted to but taken off the inappropriate fourth story. Though it is on Doncaster Road, I think that's a really good outcome on behalf of the planning officers and the needs of trying not to make our tall buildings, even if they are on main roads. The 11.38 metre height is definitely a great outcome in my view. Vic Roads did unfortunately still ensure that we removed the Doncaster Road entrances and exits, and that there is an entrance and exit from Lura Street. But that was within the planning rules that Vic Roads put forward, and the whole year and a bit that they've been working to get this up and approved, and all the work on the excessive site coverage, the reliance on internal light courts and the encroachment of balconies and setbacks. I just want to thank the officers for being able to work with this difficult application, and though it's not the type of outcome that a lot of us want to see, it is and fits within the planning scheme, so I ask that our fellow councillors support this application, because I wouldn't want to see it go to VCAT in a four-storey to put on. Thank you.
Thank you. Any councillors opposed? Against? I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 10, planning and environment. Planning at 10.1, amendment C114 to the Manningham Planning Scheme, 42 Walker Street, Doncaster, removal of restrictive covenants. Do I have a mover?
So moved, Councillor, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gough, thank you. And a seconder, Councillor McLeish. Councillor Gough?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I'll rise to speak to this particular motion here. This is partly process and partly a request from the owner of the particular property to have a covenant removed, a single dwelling covenant that's on this particular block. This block is a block that is basically in our DDOA2 areas, which is not on the main road, but just in and around there. So it's a lesser height, but it is an area that we have in our planning scheme identified as areas of higher density development. And with a covenant of one dwelling on that particular block of land, that makes it pretty well impossible. So this is a process that's going to be started to go up and request the minister, and then it gets exhibited and people can talk about it and sort of make a resolution further down the track. So this isn't necessarily making that final resolution, but it is starting that particular process. But I just want to remind councillors that a lot of covenants were put on blocks of land around Manningham in Doncaster and Devilstoke time in the early days. A lot of it was to ensure that development A did occur and B it was a certain style. So there would have been a lot of property sold in the 50s, 60s and 70s with things on it like one dwelling per block. They would have even, on a lot of them, talked about the materials in which the building would have to be made, and that would have been brick, and so the weatherboard houses wouldn't be put onto those particular blocks. And so these sort of covenants were put in there, and there was also another one that were put in there to stop mining or to stop any soil being removed, because indeed if you go back into the history of especially Boleyn, a lot of the areas were used to, the soil was taken away and was used for mining, and that's probably was what the people were wanting to stop. So there are a number of blocks that have got covenants over that you can't remove land. So it's not uncommon for a lot of our areas that have this, and that's in, I suppose, direct opposition, that particular ruling of one dwelling, to our planning scheme zones and where we've got a DDOA area. So councillors, I move that we start moving this process forward.
Thank you. Councillor McLeish?
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Anyone against the motion? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. 10.2, State Government Review of Bushfire Management Overlay. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Chin. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, we're being asked here this evening to endorse a submission that our officers wish to make to the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning, or DELWIP as they are more commonly known. And I'm happy to actually ask my fellow councillors to endorse this particular report. And we're also being asked to note something that is quite extraordinary, councillors, in doing so. What we're being asked to note here is that the state government has elected to extend the application of the bushfire management overlay in Victoria. And they're doing so in quite an interesting way. This was first considered by the previous state government back in 2013. And at the time, there was a determination that this needed to be done with extensive consultation in our community, that there would be extensive consultation across not just Manningham, but across Victoria, because this particular amendment affects many, many properties in Victoria. And the previous government, rather than conducting that consultation, shelved the whole proposition. And now the current government has decided to bring it all forward. But they haven't done it with an extensive community consultation in mind, no. What they've done is they've quietly introduced this in late December, the councils to advise them that's happening in late December, just before Christmas. And then they've wandered into the new year with all the information on the website, but of course that information's now disappeared off the website. You can't find those original pages. And quite astoundingly, what our state government has then done is rather than electing to notify the 108,449 property owners in Victoria who were impacted, have they chosen to write to those property owners? No, they wouldn't do that. What they've done is they've tasked local government with doing it. They've filled this little poison chalice and they've asked local government to then reach out to its community and give them the bad news. 108,000 property owners, 3,171 in the city of Manningham, 3,800 in the city of Nillumbik, over 10,000 in Yarra Ranges, all of whom are going to have the bushfire management overlay on their property change. And it's going to be a significant impost on those property owners. Yes, this is being done at the behest of the Bushfire Royal Commission. Yes, it may well be necessary to apply it to the majority of these properties, but there's no discussion with that impacted community. No, local government, our council, is being tasked with informing the property owners that the state government's changing the planning scheme and their properties are going to be negatively impacted by it. It's very disappointing to see that the government is doing it in this way. It's very disappointing to see that local government is being tasked with delivering the poison pill to the community, and we'll take the fall for this. We will get the blame. It's going to add significant cost to these property owners. They will be required to do extensive reporting if they want to apply for a planning permit. Madam Mayor, could I have an extension of time, please? I'd like to move a motion to that effect.
So moved. Seconder? Second. All those in favour? Carried.
Thank you.
Extension granted.
So, councillors, we are faced with the unenviable task of having to write to 3,171 ratepayers in Manningham and give them the bad news. But the state government's doing worse. Not only are they doing this, but they're not increasing the funding to the CFA to ensure that the CFA can actually handle referrals in a timely manner. And the CFA are already behind on their referrals as it is. They're not giving them extra funding. They're not giving our council any useful funding to do this. They're just leaving us with the poison pill. The poor property owners are going to have to do very, very expensive assessments if they want to apply for a planning permit. And indeed, at this point, it appears as though the government is actually going to apply this retrospectively to people who applied for a permit this week or last month. That's what it appears as though they're going to do. And that is a terrible thing, folks, because if you've done all the work to prepare your planning permit, you've applied to the council to build a new house, the government may well retrospectively change the rules on you. You'll have to throw out your plan and start again. You'll have to do a bushfire attack level assessment, assessing all of the property around you for 150 metres. This is going to be a very expensive impost on our community, and the state government is letting local government be the fall guys for this. It's not acceptable. It's incredibly disappointing. So, councillors, I'd like to move amendment to the motion that you have before you. And I've tabled the amendment with officers before, but what I'll do is I'll read the additional clause. It adds clause D. We call upon the state government to, one, take responsibility for their amendment and delay its implementation so that the comprehensive consultation process initially proposed in 2013 can be actioned. Two, change the proposed amendment to exclude pre-existing permit applications from its application. I'm proposing that amendment, councillors, because I think it's appropriate.
Thank you. Councillor Chen?
There's an amendment moved, Madam Mayor.
Sorry. So do I have a seconder?
I'm happy to second that.
Councillor Conlon. So, any speakers against?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that amendment.
Thank you, Councillor Goff. So Councillor Goff will move the amendment. Does Councillor Goff need to read out the amendment? No,
I've moved it. It's already been read out. I'll move it. I don't wish to.
Thank you. Seconder is Councillor Conlon. Any against? I'll put it all in favour. Put it to a vote. All in favour? Carried.
Now the motion.
So we'll go back to the original motion.
No, thank you.
Councillor Goff.
No, we're just going to the motion now.
It's going to the motion. So, all those in favour? Carried. Whew. Okay. Councillor item 10.3. There's no Councillor 10.3.